Little shimmy, shimmy, shake there from Robbie Slater, and shimmy, shimmy, shake for our Matildas, because after 38 minutes, they were 2-0 down against Brazil, but they came back with 3 straight goals. Robbie Slater, brought to us by Wideline Windows and Doors. G'day, Robbie.
G'day, guys. How are you doing?
How did you rate it?
Yeah, good. Yeah, it comes, you know, 2-0 down, given the current circumstances. You know, all the negativity around the camp, not the Matildas themselves, but, you know, issues even around the game. Yeah, that's a good comeback. Yeah. Today, tournament football, if they needed a win, they got it.
Yeah, and I think that's the most important thing, Rob. At 2-0 down, they could have lost their self-belief, but they didn't, and they forged on and had a victory, which keeps us alive.
Well, that's what the coach asked for. He asked for the goal, brave, and had belief. And obviously, they had all those 2-0, so that's a really good result and puts them right back in the front. They'll be favourites to beat Jamaica and go through to the next round, which is great news for the Matildas.
Yeah, we obviously, you know, TK and I didn't watch it, but was there any discussion or did they change any tactics last night with their defence, or they ran with the same way?
Pretty much the same way, and they didn't play as high a line, if you want, although that's debatable. Obviously, it wasn't looking too crash hot at 2-0 down, but, you know, they stuck to their guns, and like I said, they were brave and courageous, and that's the Aussie spirit. That's what we always talk about. They didn't, you know, it would have been so easy to lose that belief and courage at 2-0 down and go, oh, well, it's just not happening for us. We've lost the idea we have 2-0 down. They didn't. They dug in and got back. Got a bit of luck with an own goal from Monica to seal all points. But like I said, it's about the result, and they've got it.
I guess you would welcome this news, but I'll get your opinion, mate. It looks like the Football Federation of Australia will have a independent inquiry into the Alan Stajic affair and the sacking.
Well, that's what was needed at the start, wasn't it?
Sure.
Really, it's taken, you know, a lot of pressure for them to officially announce it. And, look, I think it's pretty obvious to everyone something is amiss with the sacking of Stajic. You know, really, they just shot themselves in the foot. They should just come out and said it was for football reasons. Once you say that, there's nothing more we can do. You know, you're allowed to sack a coach for football reasons.
Yeah. I was about to say, Robbie, there's nothing wrong with that. You just say, well, it's not the direction we wanted to go in.
Yeah.
We think someone can do a better job. Away you go.
We want to go another direction. We think, you know, the current coach through all his hard work and where he's taken us, but we want to go off in another direction, and that's what we're doing.
Yeah, it was, they left the door open to the innuendo, and that's where we've seen the apology come from Heather Reid, who's still on that, by the way. He's still on that board. So, I think an independent inquiry could be a good thing for the sport, and maybe some new, fresh ideas will come out of that inquiry as well, Robbie.
Well, that's right. And, look, the whole thing, as I said yesterday, is the timing so unfortunate?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, given it was the Matildas World Cup, it's supposed to be all the focus on the football. But anyway, it's happened. They're going to have an independent inquiry. Let's forget about that now.
Yeah.
Let's move on with the football. They've got a great win, which they desperately needed. And it's, they can look forward to the Jamaica game with a little bit more confidence.
Yeah. How did Jamaica go, mate? Are they recognised as a good side?
They lost 3-0 to Brazil in the first game. So, no, they're the weakest team in the group.
Yep.
So hopefully we'll beat them. They play Italy tomorrow morning.
Yeah. And, mate, how big a deal is this, the fact that the Socceroos have been invited to play in the Copa America, which is a massive championship when you're taking on the likes of Argentina and Brazil?
It's a massive, massive thing for the Socceroos.
Yeah.
And a welcome move and, how would you say it, innovation, if you want, from South America. But it can only benefit the Socceroos. The more games you play, the better it is, and of course, the better the opposition, the better it is for the development of our team and our national team players. So, it's extremely positive news.
Well, we look forward to all of that. Thanks, Robbie.
See you later, Drew.